نستعين واستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by Allah's leave, today inshallah, which is Tuesday, the 5th of Sha'ban for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is equivalent to the 24th of November for the year 1998. And this class constitute our 35th class in the book Bulugh al-Maram. The book Bulugh al-Maram, which the attainment of the objective, written by Al-Imam Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani Rahimahullah. Inshallah, this is our 35th class and we have a new chapter today talking about As-Siyam. For those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, you may follow us inshallah in the book of Siyam, fasting, page 226. First of all, before we start this chapter, we would like to define the word Siyam, which he translated in English fasting. And alhamdulillah that this class coming to be in good time, because in less than a month we be approaching the month of fasting, the month Ramadan. So inshallah this will be beneficial for us when the knowledge is too close to the time of practice. Inshallah will be more beneficial for us. the word siyam, linguistic speaking, means to withhold or to stay away. A person who withhold from talking, you call him that he sa'im an al-kalam, that he is fasting from talking, or that he is fasting from such and such. So fasting means to withhold, okay, or to stay away. And according the Sharia of Islam, alaykum salam, according the Sharia of Islam, that fasting relates to abstain, staying away from eating, drinking, intercourse, idle talk and action from Fajr until sunset with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according Islam, that there is a sharing the definition in Arabic language, but we have to understand it's not a matter of withholding or staying away from one thing only, involve the action, involve the time, involve the intention. So the intention, something very important to be part of the fasting, to stay away from things which break the fast, i.e. eating, drinking, intercourse, idle talk, false action, false talk. Also the time have to be from Fajr until sunset. And if we're talking about obligatory fasting, it has to be during the month of Ramadan, not the month of December or the month of March, like some people, they have certain months which they fast. Okay, we don't go by December, neither we go by March. We go by the month of Ramadan. Okay, this when we fast. So this is a small introduction about the fasting. And in actuality, there is a lot of reward and the blessings. And that fasting is like a school and like a training program. But this will take us to something else that is not what's in the book that we're supposed to discuss tonight. So I have to limit the book, the class tonight, to whatever in the book that we're studying. Maybe inshallah during Ramadan we can go more detail about the spiritual part of Ramadan and the reward and all the things. But today inshallah we're dealing with hadith number 527. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان ولا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصوم. Hadith reported by Abu Huraira, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. So the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given us special instruction that we are not supposed to proceed Ramadan 2 days of fasting. So that means by the 27 or the 28 maximum, if you fasting for whatever reason fasting, that you have to stop, okay? Not to be a matter of continuation or to be like a habit and you find yourself already in Ramadan. So before Ramadan, a day or 2 days, you have to stop fasting, okay? And a person who have optional fasting, he have to quit before the coming of Ramadan, a day or at least 2 days, okay? People who have a habit of fasting Monday and Thursday, or they have some days they try to fast like every other day, So those people also, they have to quit fasting 2 days before the coming of the month of Ramadan. The next hadith, which hadith reported by Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. ذكره البخاري تعليقا ووصله الخمسة وصححه ابن حبان. That this hadith which reported by Ammar ibn Yasir, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's saying the one who fast, observe the fasting of that day which is doubtful day, indeed he had disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. Abu al-Qasim is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abu al-Qasim is his kunya, okay? And is no anybody supposed to carry this kunya except him, okay? The kunya of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abu al-Qasim, and this is disobedient. The day that doubtful, okay, that it can be a day, the last day of Sha'ban, or possibility can be the first day of Ramadan. Okay? So which, as example, the day of 30th of Sha'ban. So the 29th, you quit fasting already, because this is an instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now when it comes the 30th, and you don't know that this is day of Ramadan, is it Sha'ban, okay? So this is day of shak, day of doubt, okay? And some people, they're so cautious, they consider themselves that they're so careful, they said, no, it's better for me to fast it, okay? You did not come to Ramadan and you did not observe Ramadan until you have certainty. You are sure that is Ramadan. You could not come guessing that is maybe Ramadan, okay? And if it's a matter of maybe, and you fast this day, that you are not getting closer to Allah by doing this, you are disobeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we did not have sure information that tomorrow is Ramadan, we are not supposed to fast this day. The third hadith, which hadith number 529, this hadith reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Iza ra'aytumuh fasumu, wa iza ra'aytumuh faaftiru, fa'in humma alaykum faqduru lah. Muttafaqun alayh. Wa li muslim, fa'in ughmiya alaykum faqduru lah 30, wa lil Bukhari fakmilu al-iddah 30, وله في حديث أبي هريرة فاكملوا عدة شعبان 30. حديث reported by عمر ابن عمر, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith is authentic with all the narration in Bukhari as well as in Muslim, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you see it, observe fasting. And the pronoun here referring to the crescent, okay? Because this is the way how we start our fasting, the visible one. We are not talking about something hidden. We're talking about something that you can look and see it, visible, okay? When you see the crescent, okay, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fast. And when you see it again, do what? Break your fast. That means when you see it again the next month for the Eid, for the feast, okay? Now, so entering Ramadan, it has to be by seeing, okay, the crescent, and ending Ramadan, and ending the fasting, it has to be also by what? By seeing the crescent. You could not get in or get out without this. What about if the possibility, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, that you have a possibility that is cloudy, that is a lot of dust in the air, that is raining, okay, that for whatever reason that became like a ghamam and became cloudy and became foggy, became for some reason you could not see it, okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so faqduru lah. and the explanation of the word فَقْدُرُ لَهُ, okay, makes the measurement, okay. How we understand this? We understand it from other hadith. We bring all the narration together, and this is the way we're going to understand. The other one, في سيف إن غمي عليكم فقدروا له ثلاثين. That is something had obstruct your vision to see it, okay, so make 30 days. That means count for Sha'ban, the month which is before Ramadan, make it 30 days, okay. In another narration say فَكْمُلُوا الْعِدَّةِ ثَلَاثِينَ. In another one reported by Abu Huraira فَكْمُلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ, okay. So is no any room in this hadith for calculation, okay. The hadith and the proper way and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah is to go by sighting. And even if you did not see it, nobody else see it, but somebody, the newspaper or the TV or the media, whatever it is say is a new moon or a new crescent, new whatever it is, we don't go by calculation. And believe it or not, different stations, what you call this observatory, that they sometimes different from state to state. In the time of sunset, the time of the new moon, all these things, and these things been recorded, and you can go in the library and you try to find this information, you will find that there is differences between one place to the other place, from other city and the other state and all these things. And even if they are right, still Islamically you are not supposed to use this means of calculation for confirming the beginning of the month. Okay, the Prophet ﷺ said when you see it, fast. When you see it again, break your fast. You have a problem, you could not see it, nobody saw it, so it's not a big deal, okay? You don't have to make a big commotion and big issue about it. Complete Sha'ban 30 days, and the next day will be the beginning of Ramadan. Because the Arabic month or the Islamic month could not be more than 30 days. The Islamic month is going to be 29 days or 30 days. So today, as example, let's assume that today is the 29th of Sha'ban, okay? So when sunset, or before sunset, 10 minutes, we should go and go in a mountain, in a high building, whatever it is, and we'll be looking towards the west, okay? To see if we're going to see the moon. Because the possibility that tomorrow can be the beginning of Ramadan or the 30th of Sha'ban. This is the only two possibilities there. So we went, we did our best, we looked, we didn't see anything. And even if you did not see it, but exist, but you did not see it, because the clouds, you are not responsible about what you don't see. The Prophet ﷺ said, you don't see it because it's cloudy. That means from this hadith we understand that there is possibility that is there, but for us we could not see it, it still is no problem. Go ahead and complete Sha'ban, how many days? 30 days, okay? And the next day will be the beginning of Ramadan, and you start your fast after completing Sha'ban 30 days.
Okay, so like, you see the crescent that night, should you start fasting that night or
the next day? No, the next day. That means when Fajr come, okay, this will be your beginning. Because the night comes before the day. So when we see the crescent that is telling us that tomorrow you start fasting. Okay, and tomorrow that means you get up before Fajr, you eat your meal which you call Suhoor, and you start your day with fasting. Okay. In page number 227 and hadith number 530, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال ترى الناس الهلال فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فصام وأمر الناس بصيامه رواه أبو داود وصححه الحاكم وابن حبان. This hadith reported by Ibn Umar. This hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim and Ibn Hibban. And the hadith is authentic. And Ibn Umar reporting this hadith saying that the people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they went to see or to sight the moon, okay, the new moon. So I had informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I saw it, okay. So Ibn Umar saw it. The community or delegation from the community went out to sight the moon. The only one saw it, Ibn Umar. He maybe was in different location. So he came and informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did? So he command the rest of the Muslims to fast. And from this hadith, we understand that one witness, one Muslim, just witness is enough. Okay, does not have to be the whole community. Does not have to be seven people. Does not have to be two people. Okay. As long we know that this person is not a fasiq, he's not a liar, he's not a sinner, that he person is concerned about his salah, he's concerned about his fasting, and he come and he inform the imam of the community. So the job of the imam to inform the rest of the community and they accept the witness of this Muslim. And is no need for the whole Muslims to see the new moon. Okay? And this shows you that there is possibility that one person can see it while the rest did not see it. And therefore the Muslims to go by the word of the Imam in the community or the person in the charge of the affairs of the Muslim when he announced to them that tomorrow Ramadan, this it. This too much questions and who saw it. And could not be because the calendar shows that could not be tomorrow Ramadan, and in the TV says that it's full dark and all the stuff. This is it, okay? The imam of the community, this is his responsibility. He accepted the witness of this person. He announced it to the community. Everybody go and do it. And this also from this that we understand that is mustahab for the Muslims to make effort towards sighting the moon. Towards sighting the moon. And this would be something good that people in each locality should be trained and have some kind of experience to learn when and what day, which direction to go and to try to see the moon for the beginning of their fasting, inshallah. Hadith number 531, the hadith is weak, so we leave it alone. Hadith number 532. وعن حفصة أم المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لم يبيت الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. رواه الخمسة ومال الترمذي والنسائي إلى ترجيح وقفه وصححه مرفوعا ابن خزيمة وابن حبان. Anyway, the hadith is authentic. The hadith reported by Hafsa, one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, that whosoever doesn't make intention in the previous night, okay, night extended until Fajr, for that day, okay, that is no fasting for him.